This is the Sheep Guarding Llama Podcast for Saturday, December 10th, 2005. This is episode 34, and I'm your host, Scott Allen Miller. That was I'll Wait by Rame Barrett, which was provided to us courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network. You can find them online at music.podshow.com, and I encourage you to go to that site and check them out because they've got a lot of really great music, great artists, lots of different styles, different genres. It's just a lot of great stuff, and all the artists who are on there have made their music, or at least the music that's on there, available for podcasters to use. It's totally legal, and we're all about legal music here, and that's really great. And so even if you're not necessarily interested in the music, go and support them, because we want to show the Recording Industry Association that podcasting and internet radio and peer-to-peer networking, when done legally and done appropriately, is the model for the future, and is going to be a financial success for the artists who choose to go that way. And so let's show that alternative distribution can win. So check them out online, music.podshow.com. Welcome to episode 34. We have been working to try to get the format a little bit more exciting, not nearly so long, a little bit more music, partially because we've had a lot of things going on here. Dominica's been way too busy to be able to do the show. She is hoping to be able to do the shows on her off days from work, but it's tough. I have been really, really busy, and of course we lost our hamster just recently, and that made this past week pretty tough. So I'm glad to be doing episode 34. There's not a whole lot of announcements that I want to make. The big thing that I want to talk about is Podomatic has decided to stick with their limit of 250 meg for the shows, and we've been doing the shows, the voice-only shows, we're doing at 32K, and the music shows we're doing at 64K, which is a little bit lower quality than I'd like to do, but to keep the file sizes down, I felt it was necessary. Well, we are way beyond our 256 meg. We've had to delete our early shows, and that's not really how we want to do it. We've already converted our complete catalog of the shows. For those of you who are worried that you won't be able to get the original shows anymore, it's not a problem. We have them all stored and archived, and although we did discover that the original quality shows with all the multi-track were taking up just huge amounts of storage, and it was completely unreasonable for us to keep them, and the reality is we're never going to go back, and we're never going to edit these original shows and turn them into anything where we need high-quality audio of us talking. So we've decided to give up any chance of going back and re-editing the shows, which, it seems like a harsh decision, but I'm sure for everyone listening, it makes that total sense. But what we've done is we've taken all, at this point, 33 shows before this one, and we've converted them into a higher quality MP3 for the voice only at 96K and for the music at 128K, which is the same quality at which we're getting the music. So there's obviously a little degradation, but it's pretty good quality. So all of those shows in high quality MP3, and we've also converted all of the shows to level 7 Ogg Vorbis files, which is even higher quality. And all those shows have been uploaded to the Internet Archive, which you can find online at www.archive.org. Great organization. Their big thing is all the bandwidth you can ever use, all the storage you will ever need forever. That's their mission. They're a nonprofit, they're international, and they work with governments and other nonprofits and individuals to produce a way of archiving. Their hope is all human knowledge, every writing, every recording, every moving picture, every photograph, every audio, everything ever they're attempting to record. And included in that is they're attempting to make a record of the web, which this is obviously a huge undertaking, and there's things they're never going to be able to do. The scope at which that they're doing this project is just unbelievable. And the site is pretty hard to work with right now. They don't have a really good system yet for working with it, and they're still in early stages. But the stuff they're doing is very, very exciting, and I really look forward to working with them in the future. I'm really excited that we have a lot of flexibility with them. We've already got videos up through them, and they're making a lot of podcasts and vlogs and video casts and just a lot of media that is not commercial. They're making able to happen, and I'm really thankful for that, and a lot of people are. So we're really excited to be working with the Internet Archive to get these shows out to you in the highest quality possible, without having to ever worry about taking the shows down. The hope is that by working with the archive that these shows will be available for an indefinite period of time, whether it's 20 years or 200 years or 1,000 years, that would be awesome if people could just log into the Internet Archive in whatever form it is in hundreds of years from now and find all of this content that people are creating now. And as things go out of copyright, they get them on there, and a lot of places donate their stuff to them. So just a great work that they're doing. I really appreciate it. We work with them through a service called Our Media, which is part of the Internet Archive, and it's currently not really a stable product, but it's kind of a end-user front-end to the archive, and it provides a way for us to upload and store and host our content on the Internet Archive, and it's a little bit cumbersome to use, but we have gotten it down, and for those of you who've been watching the videos, that is where that's coming from. That's what traditionally we had. We do have an RSS feed on there that you can subscribe to, but if you subscribe to that feed, what you're getting is absolutely anything that I post to the Internet Archive is going to come through in that feed. So it's not a filtered feed. It's not just video or just audio or just a specific show. It's every single thing that I decide to host on there comes through that feed, so it's not incredibly practical to subscribe to unless you just want to see everything that I'm doing on a given day. So what we're going to be doing shortly is we want to move off of Podomatic. We found that the statistics that they keep are worthless. They will change numbers in the middle of the day. They will lose weeks. I don't want to rip on Podomatic. They're doing a good job. They're a free service for people who are just looking to get started in podcasting. Unfortunately, if you're a serious podcaster, you pretty much blow away their storage and their download limits in no time. It only takes, I believe, 30 people in a month listening to the SGL podcast before our bandwidth is used up. 30, and we've had over 360 hits in a single day. So we're really not in a position where we can rely on their free service already. We've got a couple weeks left while that will still be within their limits probably, but very quickly we're going to be outside their limits. So we need to move to a different service. And we're going to begin self-hosting our feeds and the web portion of the podcast, and we're going to let the Internet Archive take care of the rest. And so what you're going to be getting pretty shortly is we're going to switch the whole show over to the higher quality recordings, which is a little bit slower to download, but the sound quality is pretty awesome, and I think it's worth it. And so look for that. We will be, of course, still on Podomatic until pretty much everybody gets switched over. We'll keep making announcements about it, and it'll be easy to find, don't worry. But be looking for that. It's going to be exciting, and I'm excited that we have an opportunity to do the podcast completely from scratch. We're going to do it in WordPress. We're big on open source software here. I know a lot of people out there are always wondering what people use, TypePad and Movable Type and tools like that. Well, I'm a big fan of WordPress. We do work with it at the Castile School, where I'm the technology coordinator. We use WordPress down there for our blogging needs, and I'm in the process of setting up WordPress to work with Sheep Guarding Llama, the main blog. And it's a great product. I'm really impressed. And it's open source, which makes me incredibly happy. I love open source. I let GPL license that it's under the GNU public license because it makes it so simple to deal with. Even if a product is free or inexpensive, that's fine. And it's not the money that often bothers me, but it's the cumbersomeness of trying to honor their license to the way they intended it. And it can be frustrating. You can buy a product and think, oh, I'm just using this for personal use. I can, you know, throw it on these 10 different machines I have, and suddenly, oh, I was actually supposed to spend $1,000 for this thing I thought was really inexpensive. Or, you know, oh, I've got these 10 people, but we're all using it on one desktop. Oh, we're not allowed to do that either. Oops. It's so easy to accidentally do what you're not supposed to do. I love open source software because licensing issues are so nominal that it's just a relief to know that you can use the software the way that you want. And that's my little plug for open source software. If people are looking for some really great open source software to check out, and you're afraid of, you know, you think open source means you gotta scrap Windows and run Linux, it doesn't mean that. If you're on Mac, if you're on Linux, get out and check out OpenOffice, really great open source product, which you can find at www.openoffice.org. It's totally free. Get out there, download it, check it out on your computer. Don't get rid of your Microsoft Office. Don't get rid of anything. Just try it alongside some stuff. See how you like it. And when you're trying it out, you know, think to yourself, oh, you know, this would be great, but what happens when the next feature comes out? Well, download it again. It's free. You can update anytime. You can put it on as many machines as you would like. It's once you get used to working with open source software under the particular licenses, such as the GPL and the BSD license, you will be so relieved to know that you can safely and legally and ethically use the software just anywhere you need. And it's a great feeling, and you get more out of the software, even if sometimes you can't find software that's quite as good as you may have wanted. Sometimes you find software that's a lot better. I'm definitely an open source advocate, so I'm pretty happy with a lot of the software that I've been using over the years. But even if you don't always have all the features, there's almost always some huge feature, such as the ability to put it on any machine you want at any time, keep a spare copy, give it to your friends, let people borrow it. Those things are worth a lot. Of course, we're big supporters here of the Firefox web browser, which you can get at getfirefox.com. It's the most awesome web browser out there. Unless you're on Linux, I have to be honest, I use Conqueror quite often when I'm on Linux, just because I use the K desktop, and it's already there and it works pretty well, but I do use Firefox quite a bit too. But both of those I really like. So, I didn't want to go too long today, and with the songs, we're right about the length that I wanted to be, which is good, because I had nothing to talk about, and we managed to fill all the time anyway. Isn't it neat how that happens? So, I want to thank everyone for listening, and stay tuned. I'm sure Dominica will be back very soon, and I do have to say that today begins the first day of us playing regularly Christmas music on the show. We did play one 2 days ago. That was a special thing. But today begins our actual countdown to Christmas. It is the 10th, so we have 15 days. Not very long. Just 2 weeks before Christmas itself. So we're going to fill the next 2 weeks with Christmas music. You heard one song already today. It was not Christmas, so you can't complain too much. But our next song, this is one of my favorite Christmas carols, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. And this is from Friction Bailey, who is they're awesome, awesome artist. I love them. I've got a whole bunch of stuff that I really like from them. They do acoustic string and vocal, and I think you're really going to like them. And this is one that I thought they did a really good job with. So this is Friction Bailey with God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, and I hope everyone is excited that Christmas is coming soon. Thanks, everyone, and have a good night and a happy commute.
Gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we're gone astray. Oh, time and joy, tidings of comfort and joy. In Bethlehem, in Israel, this blessed babe was born and laid within. comfort and joy. Comfort and joy.